Welcome to this Hero Complex Imagination Meditation. For more family-friendly series and specials, please visit our website at herocomplex.ca. Today's meditation is a water bear, and we're going to become invincible with this one. My name is Rob, and I'm going to guide you through a fun and relaxing meditation today to help us let go of our present thoughts. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. I'll remind you to breathe now and then, but please feel free to breathe whenever it works best for you. We're just hoping to quiet our minds for a little while, focus inwards, and feel good. Please find yourself seated on a flat surface with your back sitting up tall in a gently relaxed way. Don't force anything. You can close your eyes, I do, or even just lower your eyelids as you softly gaze downward. Let's begin. The water bear isn't a bear at all, but it is the smallest animal we have, as of yet, ever highlighted on Imagination Meditation. It is a microanimal that is half of 1 millimeter in size, microscopic. It sort of resembles a teeny tiny bear with a barrel-shaped body and stubby legs with claws on all 8 of its feet. Water bears, also known as tardigrades or sometimes moss piglets, are one of the most resilient and stress-tolerant animals ever discovered, inhabiting a wide variety of extreme habitats, from scalding hot springs in the Himalayan mountaintops, to under layers of ice in frozen Antarctica, to the deepest, crushing depths of the Earth's oceans, and have even survived tests in the vacuum of space. Oh, and they have survived the 5 mass extinctions of Earth, so if that doesn't humbly convey invincibility, I don't know what does. Despite being extremely small and seemingly harmless, these water bears have shown us that success and survival doesn't mean being the biggest or the strongest or the fittest or the most cunning or the most vicious or being super intelligent, advanced, high-tech, super-duper, extra-plus. Sometimes invincibility comes from just doing your thing, just being you, and that's what we're going to focus on today. Okay, little water bear, we are out in the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean. Most living things would not survive at these crushing depths, but we are very much alive and even thrive in this environment. We aren't breathing air down here, obviously, but we still breathe, so let's start by taking a deep breath in and a big breath out. Breathe in and breathe out. There are a few threats in the ocean. As the old saying goes, there's always a bigger fish, but we don't worry about that, little water bear. We are just going to keep doing our thing. And as we breathe, we bob around in the gentle current, and we don't need to fight the waves. We go with the flow. As a microanimal, we don't worry about where we're going, especially in this moment. We just keep doing our thing, and we'll take things as they come. Sometimes the water is warm and comfortable, and sometimes the water is a little cooler, but it's okay to be out of our comfort zone. We don't worry about the little things that come and go with the changing tide. Some days the food is plentiful, and some days not so much, but we have survived things a lot more difficult than what we are facing today. So let's just take another deep breath in and another breath out and let go of all of our worries about what came before this moment and what is yet to come. I'll tell you what's to come, little water bear, a whole lot of peace. So breathe in again and find that peace. I say find like it needs to be searched for, like sunken pirate treasure. But peace comes when the opposite happens, when we stop looking, when we just let go, not when we take. So find your peace by letting go. Breathe in and let go of your breath. And then let go of all of your thoughts. Your mind should be as vacant as the bottom of this part of the ocean is, down in this beautiful darkness. Maybe a random flatfish or a little shrimp will swim by, but you don't worry about those things. And like a passing thought, they drift right through your periphery and go off on their way, disappearing completely from your mind. You do your thing, little water bear. And in this moment, your thing is just breathing. So keep breathing in and out. A shadow of a mighty sperm whale may pass above you as it battles with a giant squid, but that fight has nothing to do with you. So just stay out of it. Let them go on their way. Go have your fight somewhere else, kids. Your species has survived for thousands of years by just doing your thing. So keep doing your thing, little water bear. If things get too extreme, you can simply suspend your metabolism. You can go without food or water for 30 years, a state called cryptobiosis. So, in the spirit of needing nothing in this moment, just go into cryptobiosis for a few minutes, just to remind ourselves that we have this ability to shut everything off and still survive. Breathe in and breathe out. As you keep breathing in and out, you feel yourself letting go of every earthly need, little water bear. In this moment, while we are water bears, we need nothing. Find the stillness of cryptobiosis. When we decide to end this state, we can just pick right up where we left off. But right now, we are frozen in time. Nothing coming or going. There is nowhere we need to be and nowhere we want to be. In this moment, we are everything we need and everything we love. Breathe in some gratitude for being so fulfilled in this moment of nothingness. Breathe into the deepest parts of your body. Breathe down into your belly, letting it rise and fall as it relaxes into the state of cryptobiosis. Breathe all the way down into your first foot, little water bear. Breathe right down deep into the very tips of your claws. And as you breathe, you relax all the muscles. And when that limb is relaxed, then you breathe into your second foot. Remember, we have 8 of them, but don't worry, we'll relax them all. Relax every muscle you have in there. And when you've let go of all of the tension in that limb, then breathe into your third foot. By now, you feel yourself really falling into a state of pure relaxation. Breathe deep into your fourth foot, little water bear, relaxing everything in there. You feel your heart gently slow. You feel your blood flow slow. Breathe into your fifth and sixth feet, water bear.
You're almost completely in a stasis of stillness. And then finally breathe into your 7th and 8th feet and let everything go. And as you feel the last bits of energy falling away from your last two limbs, you begin to float aimlessly in the ocean. Although, in this moment, it could almost be like being in outer space, which you could survive too. In your stillness, you very gently, almost imperceptibly, begin to pitch and roll, but it's not from any effort you make. You are stillness. By letting go of everything, you have now become a part of the ocean itself, drifting with the molecules. And as you become one with the Pacific Ocean, you become all of the Pacific Ocean in its entire vastness. In an instant, you went from being one of the smallest creatures to becoming one of the biggest entities on the planet, wrapping halfway around the entire globe. Your ability to just be you is the reason behind your species' survival, little water bear. And in this moment of sublime stillness, you feel invincible. And in a moment's notice, you can let go of all that vastness, of that invincibility, and just become little old you again, little water bear. So on your next breath, let go of that vastness and become you again. Breathe in and breathe out. You're you. Slowly float your eyelids open. I hope this helped you feel more invincible. You can return to this meditation again and again to help you whenever you need to summon that feeling of invincibility. We'd love you, listener, to let us know what you'd like to meditate on next and what animal you'd like to imagine. We take our inspiration from you. If you're enjoying imagination meditation, visit our website, herocomplex.ca. Also, please do share the series with all your friends and go ahead and subscribe or give us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.